Hi.
Hi. Right, can you listen to me before you start shouting at me? See how I've been moving in Belfast?
Hi.
Basically, I've just had a phone call off of the hotel manager, and I didn't tell your mum this when it happened because I was like, I didn't think it would come out of it, but basically the room was a wee bit of a mess. It actually wasn't even that bad. I don't understand why they're doing this, but they're saying that they're going to debit the credit card they paid for the hotel with.
They better know.
It's quite a lot of money.
They better know debit my credit card.
Dad, it's £1,500.
What?
They said they're taking it off your card. I've got the hotel manager on the other line. I think he's wanting to speak to you.
Well, tell him he better not touch your dad's credit card and he better not touch it. I'll take him to court.
He's on the other line. Do you want to speak to him?
Right.
Two minutes, I'll put him on you now.
Hello there, sir.
Hello. Hi.
Are you going to pay for this damage that's been done to our hotel here?
I'm not going to pay for any damage.
Well, someone's going to have to pay for it, sir.
Well, you touched my credit card and I'll be suing you.
Well, you shouldn't have handed over your credit card details, in fairness.
I'll take it up with the ones that were staying in the room.
Well, I believe your daughter, is it Tiffany? Is that her name?
That's her name, uh-huh.
Yeah, I believe she was heavily involved, sir.
Well, I'll be seeing her. She's not here just now, but I'll be seeing her when she comes home.
There's still broken glass everywhere. Look, I bet you if I touch this window here, there, look at that.
Well, that's not my problem. Why are you just phoning just now anyway? That was weeks ago they were staying there.
Because we couldn't find who was responsible, sir. We've only traced it. They denied it at first.
You must have known who was staying in the room.
I'd watch your language, sir. I'm a Christian man.
I'm a Christian as well.
Right, well, we're both Christians together. God's watching over you. Don't say
aye. Oh, you just have to saying it.
Dude, you said again.
Aye, so the did you.
Will you stop saying
oh, you're saying it.
For the love of God, man.
Anyway, you touched my card and you'll see who we're getting.
Watch how much money I take off your card right now, dafty.
We'll see then.
Right, we'll see.
We will see.
We'll see. I'll put your daughter back on. You could have done a better job in raising her as well.
I did a good job in raising her.
I don't think you did. Have you seen the state of this room? So, is it cash or check you're paying?
I'll be paying. Cash or check. I cash in your chips.
Right, I'll put your daughter back on right now. Has she made you mad?
I see me made my dad.
Well, that's all right then, because she's won 100 quid and make your dad mad. That's all good. Well done, Tiffany. Don't say it! Sorry, Jim. I tell you what, she played a blinder there, though. Absolutely, bro. I thought my Belfast accent was quite good. Listen, we do this thing in Clyde One every Friday, Make Your Dad Mad, and Tiffany entered it, and she said you would be easy to wind up, and you were great.
My head's just about ready to burst open.
Absolutely. Well, she's going to get 100 quid, so she can buy you something nice.
Well, she better buy me something nice.
Jim, thanks a lot, pal. We'll speak to you soon.
Right, okay. Cheers.